A very, very happy and blessed New Year, my fellow Americans. God has allowed us to live and live well yet another year of this wonderful life. All of us have experienced life, birth, welcoming blessed children into this world, children which, thank God, have escaped abortion. Isn't that a good thing? All of us have experienced the pain of death, accident, or illness, privileged as we are to live in a day and age where the science of medicine has never been better. Never. And we are indeed blessed, and we are alive at this year end to celebrate all that happened in the dynamic year 2015. Good or bad, all things work together for the bettering of every human being so that we can be even better in the great year 2016. Time it is to reflect on all things 2015. We reflect and remember so that we can better understand our particular journey in this world. We reflect and we give thanks to God Almighty for the many blessings we have enjoyed as a result of His generosity so that we can resolve to make a better life happen in the new year. We move to the reinvention of our lives, do we not? Hoping for change and growth, even as we know better who we are, what our mission in life should be, and going forward with a renewed purpose for that great year 2016. Do just that. Tradition would have us make new vows and promises, the so-called New Year's resolutions, to live different and better lives. That is indeed a good exercise, don't you think? By the way, do you do that? Though that should happen all year long, now is the time to finalize those resolutions. As for me and my company, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, we give honor, thanks, and praise to God for the blessings we have enjoyed. We are excited by the challenges and opportunities of the great year 2016, and we are ready to serve with all of our might, God and country. We are indeed. As we have done since 1958, now for some 57 God-blessed years. It has been for us a joyful journey, and we feel confident that the year 2016 will be our best ever in so many ways. Of course, we seek God's blessings and His wisdom, a firm spiritual leading as we accept His challenges. And we resolve that as people of faith, we will be ever more diligent in our witness in both word and deed. All things and all people religious, people of faith, and perhaps especially Christianity and Christians, are under attack the world over. Religions of all kinds are disrespected and denigrated. There is ever-growing rampant hostility between the Christian and the secular, the person of faith and the atheist. And this battle no longer rages only spiritually, but more so than ever on a civil and constitutional level. The First Amendment freedoms of religion and speech, especially religious speech, are attacked. They are circumscribed, and in fact, in many quarters, totally silenced everywhere, whether civil, in society, or even in our very own military. We cannot witness, or pray, or carry Bibles in certain public places, and in schools, and in the halls of government, and even in the world of business itself. I think it is time now more than ever to stand up and protect and defend our right to free speech and the faith we hold dear. We should stand tall for our beliefs, especially as Christians, with a strong and firm gospel witness, stronger than ever. All people of faith should take that verbal stance so that they can become, more than ever, salt and light to the world at large. And go ye into every corner of America, and spread the good news, proudly and aggressively exercising your constitutional right to the free exercise of religion and the free exercise of religious speech. Do it! Stand up for all things Judeo-Christian, even as the attack becomes virulent, and with regard to the Jews. Stand up for them, whether in Israel or the world over. The Jews once again are under attack, and no Christian should allow or tolerate anti-Semitism anywhere. In fact, Christians are required to stand with Israel and the Jews in order to experience the blessing of Almighty God. Do you do that? We do, and we ask you to do the same. We the people seem to have a government and a president becoming ever more hostile to all things religious, whether overtly or subtly. And where necessary, we must stand up to Washington and Barack Hussein Obama and our federal government, perhaps as never before. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, we live in a day and age and even in a world of the lie. Our world seems to care little for truth or fact, but only what is convenient, expedient, and self-serving. We live in a world of spin and all things politically correct. Relativism abounds. There are no sacred standards, little that is enduring. Tradition and morality are attacked, and our world adopts situation ethics, where whatever seems right for the individual, and at the time, becomes in fact the new right. Virtually anything goes. This lie, these half-truths pervade Washington, our government, our politicians, and our leaders. It does. No president has ever lied to the American people more than the present one. None. Greed and immorality infest Wall Street. Even the Christian church has its own continuing share of scandal and abuse and compromise. We need, now more than ever, to be straight, honest, and truthful, no matter the consequences. And only the truth will make us free, don't you think? And only the truth will keep us free. We, and especially our leaders, need to be people of character, of conscience, predictable and reliable. Oh, stand up for the truth, my fellow Americans, and speak it no matter the cost. A critical New Year resolution should be made by all of us to do just that. And we should resolve to learn, to study, to grow, to study to show ourselves approved unto God and man, to grow intellectually and mentally. Men and women not ashamed of the power of the gospel of the faith once given to the saints, rightly understanding and growing in the truth and meaning of the scriptures and the word of God, and in fact, all other things. Only then can faith deepen and witness become more effective. The power of the book must be deep in our hearts and structure our minds and direct our thinking back to all things moral. No matter how many times read, the next reading of Holy Scriptures will always reveal a meaning different and better. Don't you think? Study to grow spiritually. And I ask that you study now more than ever American history, our beloved Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. Study the workings of government, your government, so that you can participate at the highest and most informed levels. America desperately needs a proactive you. And know your rights, my fellow Americans. Know them well, so that those who would take them from you can never do that. Speak up. Protest. Make certain your politicians, your leaders, are responsive to you. None, from Obama on down, are better than you. None. Challenge these leaders. Hold them accountable. And vote in the great year 2016 more informed than ever. You have to do that. Elections 2016 will determine the journey and the fate of our good country more than any other election ever. Ever. And do be thankful to God for the great United States of America. Be even more thankful for the privilege to be a citizen of this great country. Resolve to protect the rights of that citizenship and the very special way of life God has allowed you and your family to live. Oh, we are so blessed, blessed as no other people in all of history, to live as we do, where we do, and how we do. We have opportunities and privileges available nowhere else in the world. Give thanks daily for that. And resolve to protect and defend this great country. Work at that. Work at it. Work to make America, your community, your family, and you better. America needs workers with the strongest and most moral work ethic now more than ever. Do something. Do anything constructive for America. Volunteer. Offer time. Resolve to lead and make a difference in the lives of others. Resolve to serve the elderly, visit the prisoner, feed the hungry, protest abortions, mentor children, give back, invest back to the one and only America. We do so, we make the world a better place, because nothing you do is inconsequential, nothing too little. Any random act of kindness has considerable spiritual and human effect, and you can do that, and you can make good things happen. And be for America watchmen and watchwomen on the walls. Join the political process. Run for election. Why can't you do that? You can. do that. Join organizations which are active in the protection of the rights and privileges you enjoy, of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and all other constitutional privileges. You can serve. You can lead. You can make a difference in your part of the world. Do it. And the financial, the economy, the world of work and finance is the most important issue in the minds of Americans. We are a nation, it seems, which is spiraling out of control financially. Debt mounts by the billions daily. When Obama leaves office, may it be soon, our country will owe more than $20 trillion, with a T, dollars, not including all of the monies which our politicians have stolen from the funds of Social Security, but $20 trillion on record. And who's going to pay for that? Our government spends without compunction. The debt ceiling is raised year after year with no thought of payback. We spend compulsively and carelessly. Why do we let our politicians get away with that? We care little or nothing about the future, so it seems. Even our very own children and our grandchildren, who will inherit the financial devastation we are creating. We the people have to cut spending. We have to cap our budgets, and we have to balance them. We must not only work and spend within our means, but provide access to pay off our brutal debt. Otherwise, we will deal with a depreciating economy and sooner or later rampant inflation. Remember Germany in the 1920s? Nothing is worse than rampant inflation. But it may come to America. And more than ever, it is our responsibility to elect to office men and women who are fiscally responsible, and to require of those now in office that they be more fiscally responsible than ever. Do you do that with your representatives? After all, they work with our money, and they make the decisions for our country. Hold them accountable to make sure those decisions are made right. And for ourselves, my fellow Americans, let us live within our means. Let us balance our very own personal budgets and cut our spending wherever necessary. We should save monies where we can. We should remember the absolutely true adage, owe no man nothing, at least nothing you can't repay. We cannot ask our government not to overspend if we do the very same thing. Cherish the job and work opportunities you have. There are many people out there who would like to have what you have. Grow those opportunities and make a difference where you can. You know, the grass is never really greener elsewhere, for you will reap what you sow here and now. So get on with it. Sow good things so that you can reap the harvest where you are, where God has led you, where you are planted, and where you can do good. And prayer and meditation resolution, my fellow Americans. The power of prayer is incredible. So is meditation, quiet time, alone and open. The power of the universe, the God of the universe, the wisdom of the universe becomes available and transparent. Quiet time allows you to think on those things, and oh, please turn off the cell phones. Walk away from the iPads, at least for a while, and the internet. Forget Facebook, Twitter, and all such things, if only for some short time. You need time alone. Think through all things valuable and allow the incredible truths and wisdom of the God who made us all to appear fresh and loving, to enlighten you, to grow you, to make you better this year. As the scriptures say, wait upon the Lord. Wait. And then comes a sound mind, an energized soul, a body ready for action and to stand tall for things that really matter. Prayer works wonders, and so does meditation, and so does thinking. Problems can be solved. Answers clear in that quiet time, that time of meditation. Do that. Pray like that without ceasing, says the scripture. Resolve to set time aside for this precious and powerful function. Do it daily and continuously. You will be a far better person for it. And love. Love, my fellow Americans. And now more than ever, what a great resolution. Now more than ever, what this world needs is love. Not in a trivial, popular sense, but in a deeply spiritual way. For there are three things we are told which are the greatest in this world: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these three is, of course, love. We can have faith of the Lord, in all things good, and faith in humanity. We can hope for the betterment of mankind, for peace on earth, for goodwill among mankind. And we should. But greater, greater than all of those things, greater is love. First, we are told the love of the God of the universe, the Father. All love really comes from this Father. That love allows us to love our neighbor, sometimes hard to do, and of course, our very own family. That love allows us to love ourselves, sometimes a difficult thing. Perhaps we should resolve to love ourselves in the great year 2016 now more than ever. It is difficult, if not impossible, to love others if we do not love ourselves. Let love pervade every aspect of your being, and practice love. Work out love, even as you work out your very own salvation. Random acts of love and kindness are so important in this life. Love is everywhere, in little things, and share the joy of love with others. Even, the scriptures say, your enemies. Love allows us to love our enemies, which is the only way an enemy can be defeated. Guns and war are no match for love. And resolve to reconcile. Where you can, mend fences, move forward in positive directions. Think positively. Resolve to do so. Think on positive things, good things. Find good where you can rather than evil. The process of love, the pilgrimage of love, the power of love is perhaps our greatest opportunity in the great year 2016. For remember, love conquers all. And hold the tongue. Hold the tongue. Control that tongue so that the words it speaks emanate from a loving heart. The tongue can be a fire, doing perhaps more damage than a bullet itself. The wrong words can produce pain and inflame for a lifetime. Let your words be the result of the meditations of a loving heart. Think on good things and speak good things. But even so speaking, the words, like angels, are little more than sounding brass and tinkling cymbal if they do not emanate from a heart full of faith, hope, and love. I pray that yours is. Resolve that your and my words in 2016 be powerful forces for good, for good. And so, my fellow Americans, we, the Crawford Broadcasting Company, and I, its president, Don Crawford, wish for you faith, hope, and love now. And may you have a very blessed, happy, prosperous, and productive new year, 2016. We pray that this great new year will be the best ever for you and your family in every way. Again, we do thank you so sincerely for listening to and participating in the mission of our great radio stations. We thank you for joining us in our common effort to serve God and country, and we hope that you will resolve with us to become better and more powerful people of faith, and more than ever to protect, preserve, and defend our great country. The gospel and America needs you now more than ever. Resolve. Make resolutions in the new year, and so many more for yourself and from your own conscience. Resolutions which can make you a better person in 2016. And perhaps you can say with us and with the words of Scripture of old, as a motto for the new year, a commitment for 2016, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace and goodwill for all mankind. God bless and keep you, my fellow Americans, in the great new year 2016.